Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, can y'all feel that, can y'all feel that, jig it out,
You three kings came down here to win championships, not one, championships,
not two.
LeBron, tell us about that.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Hey, and when I say that, I really believe it. You know, I'm not just up here blowing smoke at none of these fans, because that's not what I'm about. I'm about business, and we believe we can win multiple championships if we take care of business and do it the right way.
Hello, New York. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Bruce, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. I was exhausted until my third cup of coffee, and I'm doing good now. It's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. area where we do the show from. We're on the air up in New York, Connecticut. Hello, Connecticut. Hello, New Jersey. Hello, Long Island. Hello, the city. And especially hello, Rockland County, and hello where we're from, which is Westchester County. This is where we go off. What we were just listening to was obviously the big show that the Heat and LeBron James put on when he left Cleveland.
Yeah.
Went to Miami. Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, they were going to make it happen. A lot of people didn't think they were. Las Vegas didn't think they were going to do it because Las Vegas, they were plus 150 for the series. That means, you know, if you played a dime in Vegas, you got back $1,500. It's a pretty solid bet.
Yeah.
And they did it in five games.
Yeah.
If you'd have bet them in five games, it might have been 5 or 6 to 1. And I'll bet you some people did. And I bet there were a few casinos and sports books in Vegas and maybe elsewhere that got hammered a little bit on that.
I wonder what the line moved to after the first couple of games, because we talked about that when the series first got announced, how there was that big difference that if you like the Heat, then that was the time to bet. I wonder how things shifted. And
generally speaking, most people probably took it off the board when they got to 2-1, 3-1, because what's the point? They're going to win. And even if it's just like a horse race, Roy, if you go off 1-5, it's still a great return for a day. You know, if I'm betting Secretariat against a bunch of horses that can't do much, I don't care if he only pays $210 on a $2 bet. I'm going to bet him because he's going to win by 50 lengths. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards, my better half on this show. And, you know, we had a good time watching sports this week.
Now, we did.
I had six games in 5 days, and that's one of the reasons my voice is sounding so good. Now, I'm not going to be
It's very warmed up.
I have this. Yeah, I'm like I'm not Barry White, but I'm damn sure close. Hello, this is Barry White. Hey, you know what? We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. We're going to talk definitely about the NBA Finals because it was David Stern's hour. You know, we got to give him his hour. I mean, it is a New York deal.
This is more this could be the rebirth of the NBA. I mean, the NBA had that down. They had a down point. You know, that they were starting to lose fans. It started to back up a little bit. People stopped watching the regular season and started only really paying attention to the postseason. And then this villain appeared, which is the Miami Heat, which is that little parade or whatever you wanted to call it that we just played. That was kind of the birth of a villain in the NBA, where you had someone to hate.
It worked good. Everybody hated him. I mean, everybody that didn't love him. I'm guessing, and because Miami's not a real big market. Trust me, they can't sell football seats for the Miami Dolphins. Okay, right now I think the Miami Marlins have lost 9 out of their last 10 games, and of course they love Ozzy anyway because he was telling everybody how much he loved Fidel Castro down there. So my point is that in Miami the Heat is king.
Yeah,
and the
absolutely.
King is and the king's king.
And the king is king of
the king. King is king. I'm happy. You know what? Excuse me. If nothing else, I'm so happy for LeBron because he's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hate him in Cleveland.
Yeah, they do.
And we're gonna play something for you going into the second segment. You're gonna get a big kick out of. Don't miss. Our intro into the second segment when we break for commercials. because I'm telling you, you're going to die laughing. It's just so funny. And we'll talk about that later on. Let's talk about the game, because it wasn't really much of a game. I mean, they were within 15 for a while, and then all of a sudden, third quarter hits, and it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
We were talking about basically the big men for Oklahoma City did nothing. Durant had his Durant game. Durant's going to get his 35. He's going to get his 11, 12, 13 rebounds. He's going to even get 5 assists. He's not going to win a game with no help.
And that's the big story there is the help that he did get. I mean, Mike Miller was on fire. And Mike Miller was a guy who was barely getting any playing time this series.
You don't even like him. Because he doesn't play defense.
I don't like him. Exactly. And which is why he wasn't getting any PT in the beginning
of this. What
was
funny was how many assists he had. 0.
Yeah.
Well, but he didn't need to.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit everything he threw up. You could hear people just, you know... the thing that was amazing to me about LeBron, you know who he reminded me of in that series? He reminded me of Michael Jordan in that game. Because Michael Jordan would drive down. I mean, Michael Jordan would take over the point, and that's what LeBron did.
He had a very Jordan-esque game,
yes,
but
he did.
I feel like when you bring
triple-double.
I feel like when you bring up Jordan and LeBron James, that's one of the reasons why a lot of the LeBron haters
out there
don't like LeBron. And when you think about Jordan, when you think about Michael Jordan, one of the best players who ever played the game, if not the best player who ever played basketball, he was such a likable guy. He had that
moment. Unless you were playing him, or unless he owed you money,
right? but as a fan,
from what we know now,
as a fan though, when you saw him, you saw him cry.
Oh, it's hard not to like him.
You saw him cry. You almost went through everything when he lost his father and he was playing
the
flu. Everything that he went through, you really related.
He had to take a year off.
You related to it as a fan, and you grew to love this guy, and you put him up to a hero, almost a god status. And when he retired on top, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, he came back for the Wizards, but whatever.
You know what? But he did. Let me tell you something.
He did work with the Wizards.
You can say what you want about that. I went to more basketball games when Michael Jordan played for the Wizards that 1 year than I did in the 10 years before that.
Yeah.
And in the eight to 10 years after that.
I saw him as a Wizard. He could still play.
I go see the Wizards to see LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I go see the Wizards to see Kobe. I don't go see the Wizards to see... Give me a name of one of their players.
John Wall is a big name there.
Yeah, well, I did go see John Wall. It might have been the first game of the season.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Midst of the summer right now. Go ahead.
But back to the Jordan is that we all loved Jordan so much that it didn't matter who came next. It didn't matter who was the next Jordan.
Right.
The fact that he wasn't Jordan, and people were comparing him to our hero, we weren't going to like the guy.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to like you anyways, LeBron.
Right.
But then you come out and you say, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, and you're disrespecting the game. You're disrespecting the process of winning a championship.
No, I hear that, but, you know, just to defend him right now, his first year he got his first one.
Well, it's his second year.
Second year, my bad.
In Miami.
Yeah, that's second year.
He went last year.
That's right.
And he didn't get it. But, you can't argue with his numbers.
I don't see him getting 8, but I do see him winning it next year. And you and I talked about that. You and I agree on a lot of stuff, big stuff, way in advance. Who's going to be able to line up? Think about this for a second. They're going to have the big three back. They're going to have Miller back if they want him. They're going to be able to get veteran players for the minimum to get a ring.
Which is who we're going to be talking about. There's a lot of veterans that the Heat are looking at, going after. We'll talk about that on the other side. We got a lot to talk about. This Heat dynasty, possibly, LeBron James.
Hey, let me tell you something that's very important, Roy. I want you to write this down. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on. And New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that L.A. and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with sentiment tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. 'Cause you gotta have cheese.
thunder's not the main thing here. It's just scattered rain, briefly moderate. Yeah, thunder's not the main thing. Sorry. Can't help it. Heat, thunder, what are you going to do? It's all weather. 72 degrees, cloudy skies, some light rain downtown. No thunder. Son of a gun. You know, if we could have used some thunder, it was tonight, huh? We could have used some thunder. Nothing. Nothing. There's some rain. And heat. Lots of heat. No thunder. I'm almost done. I got 2 minutes left. I got 2 minutes. I'm on fire here. Northwest winds at 8 miles per hour.
That right there is the...
72. Here comes Baskin. Stop.
Seriously. Enough.
Hey, that guy was on a roll.
That was the weatherman.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
On, let's say that was a CBS affiliate, I think. I'm not sure, but that thing went viral. But I got to tell you. Like, his producer should have just let him go for another minute and a half. He was doing some of the best stand-up comedy I've seen all year. He was hilarious. And his voice sounds like the guy on Saturday Night Live. I can't remember his name, but he sounds exactly like one of the guys on Saturday Night Live. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It's Sunday.
Well, that's a big, I mean, that's a big hurt in Cleveland. Do you remember, do you remember a couple of years ago, I guess it was, it was about 2 years ago now, when LeBron said that he was leaving and he was going to Miami, and Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, went on that rant saying that Cleveland would win a championship before LeBron James did.
Yeah, let me know when that happens. How's that, going for you?
That hurt, man. And you can tell that was a weatherman in Cleveland. You can tell it still hurts in Cleveland.
You know what? Let me tell you something. When you get a guy as talented as LeBron, and you know we're seeing it in L.A. with Kobe. L.A.'s a little different. You know, L.A.'s the West Coast. It's laid back. You know, Cleveland is the Midwest. Cleveland is like Chicago. You know, when you compare Kobe to Michael Jordan, you can't really compare them because the fan base is so much different in L.A. than it is from Chicago. In Chicago, that's Al Capone. In L.A., I mean, come on. That's Hollywood. You know what I mean? It's not the same. Cleveland's a lot more like Chicago. Cleveland's very close to Youngstown. Cleveland, there's a lot of family orientation, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, it's just the way business is done in the Midwest compared to the West Coast. But I got to tell you, that guy was hilarious. I'm going to try to find him, and I'm going to try to listen to him when he does the weather. Just because he's bound to go off on the Indians. The Indians are in first place right now. Not to change the subject from the NBA, which we're going to continue to talk about. But the Cleveland Indians are in first place. That's without all of their injuries. That's without three of their best players. But Cleveland fans, I listen to Kylie and Booms. If you ever want to hear a pretty good show in Cleveland, sports show, Kylie and Booms mornings, I want to say it's from 6 to 9 or 10. Kevin Kylie used to be on in D.C., used to do Kylie and the Coach. Then he did Kylie and Booms. He's always been Kylie and somebody else. Kevin works for TBS. You know, he's a sideline reporter. He played in the World League of American Football. He played in the American Football League. He even played in the NFL for the Jets. I think he was even drafted by the Jets. Kevin and I are buddies. We play golf. He's freaking hilarious. But I'm telling you, Cleveland sports fans are going crazy right now between the Browns. And now, you know, when they get a stupid game, listen, let's face it. Nobody expects the Indians to win more than 85 games this year.
No.
So they're going to lose 80 almost. There 80 times people go crazy pulling their hair out in Cleveland. Cleveland has become, and it was already people referred to Cleveland. No offense, Cleveland, but Cleveland, you're Cleveland, okay? Nobody wants to go to Cleveland. Nobody wants to be in Cleveland. That's not true, obviously, because a lot of people live there like it. And, you know, I've been to Cleveland. I've had a great time there. But it's the brunt of a lot of jokes. Yeah, if it wasn't for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and that great baseball park they have.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Mike Holmgren, here I go. Here I go. Football, you know me.
Yeah.
It's getting damn close.
It's always going
to be almost football season. But they can't figure out what's going
to
go on in Cleveland.
Well, it's very hard to be a Cleveland.
They're going to win four games again this year, maybe.
Mike Holmgren doesn't even want to be in Cleveland. He
does his show out of Seattle.
He would say they. They're looking.
They're looking pretty damn good. Hey, Mike, are you in Seattle still?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, honestly, look what Seattle's doing.
It's that video.
Seattle's going to be tough in the next couple of years.
That YouTube video about the Cleveland fan. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, in front of the stadium.
Yeah.
Well, that guy is a regular, evidently.
Yeah.
He does them
he does
every week.
Time.
Isn't he a stand-up comedy guy?
I think he is, yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian, and I'm going to tell you, that is what do they call him?
Like, you know, are a house of sorrows.
You're a house of sorrows. He's screaming at the stadium. Screaming at the top of his lungs at the stadium like it's listening to him.
Yeah,
you suck. You're terrible. I hate you. What are you doing? You're killing me. And that's
like,
the way.
I'll see you next week.
Hey, that's the way. Yeah, see you next week. And they are good fans.
They are.
They show up.
I don't know how.
How about the Cleveland Indian fans with the bass drum?
Yeah. It's probably not far off from being a Redskins fan, to be honest with you. At least we
it
have,
is now.
Yeah. But at least
it is now.
We can talk about what we used to have. Yeah. At least Redskins fans can talk about what they used to have.
RG3. Hey, we got RG3.
Yeah.
If we win, I said we're going to win six games this year.
Yes.
If we win six this year, we could win seven or eight next year, and then we could possibly be in the playoffs in 2 years.
I have the Redskins at 7-9.
Well, you're on drugs. I'm Bruce Hall, and Roy
it's
needs
one win more than
Roy
you.
Needs a 12-step program.
I have the Jets though. I have the Jets good. By the way,
like the Jets this year.
I was in Morgantown,
and I don't even like Rex.
I was in Morgantown. West Virginia.
I like his wife because she likes feet.
Yeah, I was in Morgantown, West Virginia last weekend. I was in Morgantown last weekend, and I interviewed a former player of Tim Tebow. I'm not going to say who it was because we were.
Oh, I know technically, who it was. Can I say it?
Technically off the record.
I won't say it.
And he plays for the Steelers now.
And, oh, gee, that narrows it down.
Yeah, a little bit. And so I was asking him about it. I was saying, you know, how do you think the Jets are going to be? What do you think about Tim Tebow? And he was like, Tim Tebow should be the starter. And I was like, oh, really? Tim Tebow should be the starter.
Did he used to play for the Redskins too?
No.
Okay, it's not the guy.
And I was like, really? And his girl kind of like grabbed him and was like, no. And he was like, oh, and he kind of went into that, you know, PR mode. Oh, no, you know, they're both two good quarterbacks and Tim does a lot and blah, blah, blah. But what he did say is he said that look out for the special teams packages that the Jets are going to throw out. He said that it's going to be insane with the packages that they're going to have with Tim Tebow and how Tebow's going to be the upback, the signal caller on the punt team, and you're going to see some crazy things happening on fourth down.
Let me tell you what I see in the NFL eventually. And for you NBA players out there, sorry about this, but we're on a roll right now. We're gonna talk about this. If they do that with Tebow, and, you know, they're talking about not even returning kickoffs ever, mm-hmm. talking about, like, taking it on the 25 or the 20, having some way they figure out where you take it. If the NFL starts turning into this safety-first, you know, kind of a little softer version of what they are now, mm-hmm. look for guys to do stuff like not punt. Mm-hmm. Like, fourth and four, they go for it. There are two or three high school coaches in the country that have never punted, that have won multiple state championships because they figured out that it's ridiculous for them to punt because if they punt, chances are the other team, if their defense is average, they're going to go down and score anyway. So why not keep the ball away from that offense? And that's what they've been doing. And they found that on fourth and four, fourth and five, fourth and two, fourth and three, they make – like 75% of those fourth down plays.
And Tim Tebow is hard to stop. The guy that I was talking to, that's what he kept saying.
He runs.
You can't stop Tebow.
He
he's going to get
4,
5 yards.
6'5", 40. He's going to weigh 260 this year. They're putting 10 pounds on him of muscle.
Imagine that. Well, I mean, exactly what we're talking about. When they went out of that spread in Denver, you're looking at 7 guys on the line.
Hey,
now you're talking about a punt situation
where
10 guys.
Right.
9 guys are on the
spread
line.
Spread them all out. Hey, there's special teams guys out there, too. Those aren't always your best tacklers. They're guys that play special teams.
He said that for the first four games it'll be kind of calm, but then when you look deeper in the season, look for some crazy things to start happening out of New York.
You know, if they win 10 games, they're in the playoffs. Because I looked at their schedule. I think I have them winning 9 or 10 games.
I have them 9
or
7, yeah.
You know, it's going to be in the NFC East where the Giants are. And, of course, you know, we didn't talk about this 2 weeks ago, but the Giants lost their number one receiver to an ACL. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, the kid from Carolina, I mean, you know, he was all world last year. But the Giants, I see them being 9-7 again and going to the playoffs again. I see the Eagles 8-8, 9-7. I see the Cowboys 8-8, 9-7. I see the Redskins 5-11, 6-10. Because they have no offensive line and they have a defensive backfield that isn't even going to allow their front seven, who are very good, to dominate, because they're going to have to get to the quarterback so fast, because they got guys back there like D'Angelo Hall who can't cover anybody anymore.
And then you got to think about the Eagles too.
They're getting better too.
Exactly.
Oh geez,
they're not getting any worse.
Listen, every time Andy Reid has taken a year off, win loss wise, he comes back and he's in the playoffs next year.
And I guess to segue this, since we have been talking about the LeBron James and the Miami Heat finals, and now we've made our way into the NFL.
Look, it's almost August, for crying out loud.
And now that you mention...
No, it's not. It's almost July. My bad.
I lost a month. Now that you mention Andy Reid, Andy Reid the new LeBron James? Is he the NFL's LeBron James, where he has to win an NFL championship? Does he have to get his Super Bowl to...
I hope not for Andy's sake, because he's not going to win it this year. This is not the year for the Eagles. The Eagles had too many holes. They had too many holes on their defense. They had some holes on their offensive line. You know what? They're like the Redskins. I could see Dallas. This is really hard to say. Dallas did have a good draft. Mm-hmm. I could see Dallas and Washington in 2 years kind of folding up and surpassing the Giants and the Eagles. I could see that. But they better get to work. And Andy doesn't like to lose.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Tom Coughlin, Hall of Fame coach, he just signed a new deal, right? He's through 2016. I think he's good for 3 more years. And Tom Coughlin is not going to let those guys fold up. They got the best pass rush still in the league. They're going to get everything worked out. They're going to be tough. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm here with Roy G, Roy Edwards. Follow me on Twitter. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you're missing the boat. I throw everything good out there for all my followers. That's at Bruce Hall Sports or hashtag BH Sports. Roy, tell them your Twitter sign.
I'm at Sports Man Cave, all one word.
I follow Roy big time. I get a lot of Sports Man Cave stuff. Plus, if you follow somebody, you can do private messages. You can do personal messaging.
And I'll answer questions. Bruce, I know you
answer
questions.
Yeah, we do. I'm on Twitter way too much. I'm on Twitter like getting ready to go out in third base coaching box coaching my team sometimes. No, we lost a tough one last night. We should have won. I think we made 3 errors in 1 inning, and that killed us. It was just unbelievable.
My team's looking good for anybody who has been following the Boomsticks.
Roy's in a championship game tonight.
I'm playing the championship game tonight.
It's softball, but it's fun.
I'm 10-2 with an 8.7 ERA in slow pitch softball. Thank you.
If I did not have a college summer league baseball game tonight, I'd be there watching you for sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Absolutely.
And on the other side, we are going to talk more a little bit about this NBA finals. We're going to talk about, I guess we're on an NFL roll. We might as well stick with it.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's take a look at the NFL briefly. Mm-hmm. But the whole second half of the show is going to be a lot of baseball. We'll touch on the golf tournament that's going on. Of course, we got the AT&T with Tiger Woods in D.C. at Congressional Country Club starting Thursday this week. You know, Tiger was in every tournament Tiger has been in, you know, where he's been competing, the ratings have doubled.
Yep.
It's been unbelievable.
And talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder,
There's
a big guy, a big name for the Thunder who might be on the trading blocks. He might be on his way out. One of the big three, so make sure you take a look out for that. Stay with us. 240-317-7294 if you guys want to call in.
Give us a call. Please call in. 240-317-7294. We're here. We'll pick it up. You won't be on hold long. We may leave you there for a minute or two, but until I get a rant out of the way. But we're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
Cleveland rocks!
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
Cleveland rocks!
Cleveland rocks!
shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're congoing, apparently. Oh, the Miami. Okay, yeah. It's the Miami. We're sticking with the Miami.
It's got to be 80s, early 90s, right? Hey, remember Miami Vice? I want to hear Miami Vice. Remember those two dudes? They were bad.
I do.
You ever watch? You were like a kid when that was on.
Yeah.
Hey, they dressed nice on that show. They had fine-looking women in very tight dresses.
I definitely remember
my kind of show. My kind of show. You know, CSI Miami, a little straighter. They do have a girl from East Carolina on that show, the blonde. She's hot. She's so hot. East Carolina magazine is called East, and I get it every month. They send it to alumni. She was on the cover one, I left it in the bathroom for like 3 years. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And this is Roy Edwards.
And we're getting in a bathroom reading.
Yeah, we're going to. Hey, I got all kinds of good stuff in my bathroom.
Mine are not.
Mostly sports stuff. Mostly sayings. I think I even have a book of scripture somewhere, like, you know, prayers for men.
I have a book. I have a father's book. It's like father quotes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty much all I got.
And it's probably just one father that did them all. Anyway, let's talk about the NBA one more. Let's spend another 5 minutes on this and we're done with it. We're done. Now, we will talk about the NBA as things progress, because already the Washington Wizards made a big deal, and they got two players that will start on their team next year. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Trevor Ariza and Okafor.
Oh, yeah, Okafor from UConn. He was the number one player in the draft.
Yeah, I mean,
3 years ago, right?
They got some good guys.
He swats shots away.
The thing that they... Now we're talking about the Wizards, but the thing
it's
that,
okay. They're kind of like a basketball team.
Yeah, and I guess it's a big move. The thing that is the downside, I guess.
What they get the third pick in the draft? Third pick.
They get the third pick, and that was their second round pick thrown in with Rashard Lewis, and Rashard Lewis was an expiring contract, so the Hornets get that. It was with the Hornets.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, it was with the Hornets. Rashard Lewis.
And he's a player.
Yeah, he's good, and it's an expiring contract, so if he doesn't perform, they, you know, see you later.
Did he go to UConn, too? I'm pretty sure he did. Rashard Lewis, if you remember, was like the top player in the tournament, I want to say 2 years ago.
I mean, he's a big name. I mean, he was a big name guy.
But he ended up in Charlotte, and that was a problem. Boy, talk about a team that went downhill.
He went to... We got him from, I want to say we got him from Dallas.
Could've.
The Wizards got him from Dallas.
Right.
And he was selected by the Supersonics, which are now the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's exactly
right. Look at
that. Right.
We're just going in full circle here.
So how in the world did he get away from there? That's weird.
He went to the Magic. So the Wizards got him from the Magic.
Doesn't matter.
But
you know what? It is the Wizards, so we really don't care. How many games will they win next year?
Find a college team. It looks like he was taken straight out of high
school. Will they win 20 games next year, the Wizards?
Yeah, 20 games.
2025?
They'll win 20 because it's going to be a longer season. It'll be the, you know.
You know what the Heat will do next year?
Or 82 games.
The Heat will probably try. If they get some players, you know, some really good guys that are veterans that can add to the value of the team, that can move the basketball and play a little defense, they may try to just get 60-plus wins. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be tough. I don't think they'll do it like they did this year where there was a lot of doubt early on. I think that they'll dominate. I don't see the Celtics even winning as many games as they won this year or next year.
Well, definitely not. That, and we talked about that after the Heat-Celtics series. About how that big three, the Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, how that's not
isn't Garnett
back.
Is Garnett going to be a free agent?
Yep, Garnett's a free agent. Ray Allen's a free agent. Which
if Garnett ended up in Miami?
That's one of the things.
I don't think he'd take the pay cut.
About,
though.
They're
he
not could, talking about
they don't
Garnett.
Have a, they don't have a slot for him, right?
They're not talking about Garnett, but Miami Heat are talking about bringing in veterans. That's the new story out here. That as they're losing very big contracts like Juwan Howard, not a big contract, but they are.
But he got a ring.
They're clearing some space. Yeah, congratulations.
He was the most overpaid player in the NBA for 3 or 4 years.
When probably he still
that,
overpaid.
When he signed that humongous deal for $20 million a year.
Yeah.
And he didn't even average, what, 12 points a game after that? He was terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
he had a good year. He had a couple good years in Washington.
Yeah.
And he played with Chris Webber, and the two of them played really well together.
They did. And then Chris Webber just had some like gun or drug problem or something.
He had all kinds of problems.
But
he's Chris Webber.
The Miami Heat are reportedly looking at Steve Nash, Grant Hill, Andre Miller, and Ray Allen, Jermaine O'Neal.
You know what? Grant Hill, who's a graduate of South Lakes High School, where I coach wrestling, by the way, in Reston, Virginia. Thank you very much. And by the way, we just had a great camp with Wade Chalice, who all the wrestlers out there know who Wade Chalice is. And I got to meet my – talk about Tangent Tom here. I got to meet one of my heroes growing up who beat me 2 straight weeks. He beat me in the Maryland Federation Wrestling Tournament my junior year in college. And the next week, he beat me in the semifinals of the Wilkes tournament. And it was Lloyd Keezer. Butch Keezer is his nickname. From Navy. Silver medalist in the 76 Olympics. And Lloyd Keezer is half my size now. He never got any bigger, and he took care of himself. And I weighed 225. And Butch probably weighs 170 or 160. But it was so cool meeting that guy. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. I could see Steve Nash coming to the Heat, because what does that do? Freeze up Wade.
Yeah.
Freeze him up. You know, Wade doesn't like doing all that stuff. Wade likes to move without the ball. Wade is like a doesn't he look like a running back to you?
He does.
He's built like a running back. He's athletic like a great running back. But I think he likes to move without the ball, set picks, move off of picks, get the ball and go, or get the ball and shoot. When he has to make his own shot, you can tell he's not comfortable anymore.
Yeah.
Can you tell that? I can tell that.
He was hurt.
And I don't even watch the games that much.
He was hurt towards the end of the postseason. He had those leg issues.
He was shooting 30%, 25 to 30% in the playoffs from the field. He was having a rough time. And it got a little better late because everybody started playing better too, you know. And LeBron did what he had to do.
Yeah.
He took the ball and distributed it.
Yeah.
Because when LeBron gets the ball, everybody goes for LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And LeBron, he looked like that LeBron who brought the Cavaliers to so many finals.
Used to get the ball at half court and drive.
And it was the LeBron
half
James
court,
show.
Mm-hmm. Drive and shoot. Half court. Pass, set a pick, go to the corner, shoot.
This was one, and that was one of his biggest criticisms when he went to Miami was, what is his role going to be? You know, I even said it.
Is he going to be a four?
It was one of my big
three.
It was one of my big things when he first went to Miami. Was like, how can you call yourself the king and then move to Wade County, which is what they call it down there?
Yeah.
Move to Wade County and become you went from king to jester, but that was last year.
Yeah.
And this year, you really saw him take over, and you even heard Dwayne Wade say, you got to get the ball to James.
Let me tell you, he is the athlete that he's always
been.
He's
the best player in the world.
And he's 25 years old, right? 25? Yeah. I think he's 25.
I think he's 27, 28.
Is he? Okay. Well, he just saw – now
– he's 27.
Okay. So 8 years from now, he'll be 35.
He'll be 28 in December.
So for 8 championships, he's got to win one every year till he's 35. Can he do it? Can he do it, Roy?
Well, I would say yes if there wasn't a very, very young Oklahoma City team. But they're in the Western Conference, and they got to make it through the tough West, whereas this Heat team has the East. And I honestly can't name one Eastern Conference team that is ready to compete with the Heat. There might be teams who are looking over and might see possibility of building their way to compete with the Heat.
They're gonna have to rebuild because I'm gonna tell you, Miami isn't gonna sit still.
There's nobody who right away you're
How
like,
would you like to be Pat Riley right now?
I would love to
Has he got it made or what?
He's
got great hair. He dresses nice. He knows the game. He was a great player too. You know, Pat Riley played for the Cincinnati Royals with Oscar Robertson. You know, he was a Kentucky guy too, University of Kentucky. Some guy played Pat Riley in that game. Remember the game about the guys from Texas Western, who beat Kentucky, mm-hmm. Adolph Rupp in Kentucky. It's hard to believe that he's even that old. Pat Riley.
He's pretty old.
Yeah, but he doesn't look that old. Doesn't he look about 50 to you?
Well, the thing that makes him older to me is that he never smiles. I don't think that in the past two seasons since they built that team, I've seen Pat Riley smile. He just stares there with his hands crossed with that death stare. And talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder, they do have a couple moves to make. And Sam Presti, who's the general manager of the Oklahoma City Thunder, he has a lot of decisions to make with some big contracts to move around. And I talked about it earlier with one of the big three guys moving, and that might be James Harden.
Wow.
Moving. He's trade bait right now.
Right.
For who we mentioned maybe for the Heat in Steve Nash. So there are some big moves.
Well, I think they'd rather
made.
Have Nash than Harden, don't
and
you?
And it seems like the big moves are between these two big teams, the Heat and the Thunder. And it doesn't look like there's anybody else really.
I think it's
competing.
The two of them for a while.
I think you're right.
Hey, Knicks fans, chime in. 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I just want to throw some numbers at you real quick, Bruce.
I want to hear this. I love numbers.
32.4, 31.1, 30.7, 31.5, 35.1, 34.5, 31.1, 36.7, 34.8, 36.3, 35.7, 43.7, 29.3 points per game that Michael Jordan averaged in the playoffs through his career. Those were all season playoff averages of points. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? And like LeBron, he was their scorer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they get some scoring a little. Scottie Pippen was there to play defense and rebound. Dennis Rodman was just there to play defense and rebound. Paxson used to shoot the three, and he shot from the outside. But you know what? Everybody else, if you think about it, it was Michael.
Yeah, Michael, I mean, those were sick.
Well, Michael took
sick numbers.
30 shots a game, easily.
Those were sick numbers. And now
he was amazing.
LeBron, I'm looking over his playoff here, and he breaks 33 times in the playoffs. It was his first season in 2006. He was 30.8. 2009 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 35.3, which was his high. And then this season where he went 30-10, basically. 30.3 points, 9.7 rebounds.
His assists were probably way up, too.
His assists were 5 a game, which is good. I mean, that's good.
Super for a guy that's your scorer.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had a Jordan-esque playoff run. I wouldn't say it was a Jordan run because you just heard those numbers. Those were sick. But you can start to maybe mention his name.
You know what? I mean, the fact that he won it.
Yeah. That puts him there.
It'll be a positive mention, too. It won't
exactly.
be a negative.
Exactly.
If they'd have lost to Oklahoma City, if Vegas had been right about, you know, the favorite in this series, you know, that's all they'd be talking about for a month is LeBron. LeBron chokes the big one again. LeBron can't win the big one. Mm-hmm. LeBron can't even win with Dwayne Wade. LeBron can't do this. LeBron can't do that. Now everybody takes a breath.
Exactly.
Now they're waiting to see how strong will this Heat team get.
Exactly.
That's what mm-hmm. I'm thinking about.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
If I am the GM of the Heat, if I am executive VP, and wearing nice suits like the man does and looking phenomenal, in my opinion, I would be out there getting Grant Hill. I would be – because Grant Hill's got two more years left. Did you see him play this year? He's got that foot. He's got a terrible foot. But if you keep Grant Hill 30 minutes or less mm-hmm. and have him score, play defense, and deal out great passes, which he does mm-hmm. – he's going to help everybody.
I'll tell you one thing. Grant Hill is an upgrade from Juwan Howard.
It's not even – you can't even say their names together.
Exactly.
Juwan is a much slower player. Juwan can post up. Grant can do it all. Grant runs the floor like nobody's business.
He is. I mean, he's a very young 39.
He's quick. You know what? And he's taken, what, 5 years off?
Yeah,
I mean,
he got
didn't
hurt.
Play 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he got hurt.
And, off and on.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports. Go to hashtag BH Sports. Follow me. I mean, I'm all over the place. You know, not just while we're on the show. When I'm on the show, I'm on the air. Follow us. You can always go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. Weigh in anytime you want. You know, generally come out with a fistful of stuff every day to think about. Roy does the same thing at SportsManCave.com.
Yes, sir.
Give them all your Sports Man Cave locations.
SMC Morgantown, which is our big one right now. We just interviewed Pat White this past weekend.
What is he going to do? I mean, I love Pat White. Yeah. He might be the most talented guy to come out of college football in the last 5 or 6 years that never really got a chance to do anything.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. Not in the
can
interview.
Can we talk about that?
Well, I didn't do the interview, so I am just as excited to read the article that Alyssa is going to be writing.
That's great.
As the next person, but I didn't do the interview. The radio interview is up. But at the end of the interview, they asked that question, what are you doing next? And he says, that's to be continued. And then they did a separate interview after that for the article, which will be coming out.
Did he ever play in Canada? Because he's a, you know, in Canada, the fields are wider.
Yeah.
So you need quarterbacks with speed. There's a lot more running. And there's only three downs. Mm-hmm. There's not four downs. So in Canada, Pat White is a quarterback.
Well, he played for the Miami Dolphins. And if you remember that hit that he took.
Yeah. Was he a wide receiver when he took that hit?
No, he was. Well,
he was playing quarterback.
He lined up in the Wildcat.
Now, he did line up at the X receiver sometime. I think I remember that.
He got destroyed. And then he went on to play for the Virginia Destroyers, speaking of being destroyed in that
hit.
Yeah,
that's not where you want Pat White.
And then he went baseball.
Well, he was drafted out of high school.
He got drafted a million times by the Angels. I want to say he got drafted by the White Sox a couple times.
Should play baseball. I mean, he must love football.
Yeah.
How far did he make it in baseball, do you know? Did he make it to double A? It's probably single A.
Yeah.
Because he probably played right out of high. I think he played 2 years out of high school because he would play football at West Virginia. Then in the spring, he'd miss spring practice because he had to go to spring training. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a problem at West Virginia with the old coach.
Yeah.
He didn't like that. But you know what? It was Pat White. I mean, I think about some of those offenses that he ran. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, they were sick.
Didn't he play with Schmidt?
Yeah.
He played with a fullback, this big dude,
yeah,
who was a great athlete for as big as he was. What was he, 250, 260?
He was a big boy. And that you see those famous pictures of
and
him.
And he was good out of the backfield, too.
Yeah,
he was good out
catch.
Of the backfield catching a ball. He reminded me of like a Dallas Cowboy fullback. You know what I mean? Who did Schmidt end up playing for?
He played for Seattle for a little
bit. That's right. That's
and, right. And he played for the Eagles for a little bit.
It's too bad the Steelers didn't draft him.
And right now, he plays for the Oakland Raiders. Apparently, he just
you know what?
That's
a perfect spot for him. He's out there with my buddy Reggie McKenzie, the new GM out there. And by the way, congratulations to Raleigh McKenzie, who's involved with their scouting group now. And you know what else? With Reggie and Raleigh involved both at the same time with the Raiders, they could do twice as much community stuff because nobody will know it's not Reggie because they're identical twins. And, you know, generally speaking, when somebody comes up to one of them and, oh, hey, Rollo, how you doing? But they never tell them that they're Reggie. They just go, thank you very much. Because they've learned over the years, they'd be doing that all the time if they didn't do that. I'm Bruce Hall, and I don't have an identical twin. Roy and I, we're not really, I think we're fraternal. No, that's a boy and a girl, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I'm not a big science
fraternal
guy.
Twins are boys and girls. But you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to be talking about baseball here in about 7 minutes for a while.
A while.
I want to talk a little bit about the Travelers Championship, which right now is in Cromwell, Connecticut. It's a big TPC course up there. It's got a $6.5 million purse. It's not even that big of a golf course, 6,841 yards. It's a par 70 course. Now, Fred Jakobsen, who now lives in Orlando. He's lived there now for 3 or 4 years. If you remember last week, he was really, I think he was leading after two rounds. He fell off towards the end. I didn't think he was going to win it, but he's 9 under par. He shot a 65 and 66 back to back the last 2 days. Going into today, JB Holmes shot a 62 yesterday. He's 8 under par. Camilo Villegas is 8 under par. Will Claxton is 8 under par. Blake Adams is 7 under par. These are not big names, people. Roland Thatcher, 7 under par. Stuart Appleby, who shot the last 59 on the PGA Tour when he played in the Homestead inaugural tournament 2 years ago, is right there. He's probably the biggest name besides Fred Jakobsen there. I look for Appleby to probably have a real good round today. Charlie Hoffman's at 6 under. I may be, you know what, I'm looking at two rounds here.
Appleby is now 10 under.
Yeah, you know what, I'm looking at,
tied for third.
Even though this is a, you know what, the post, I'm looking at the post results, and that's after Friday's results. Oh, Brian Davis is 12 under, okay. Roland Thatcher is 12 under. Appleby's two back. John Rollins is a local Virginia guy. He's two back at 10 under. Patty Harrington, 9 under par. Patty Harrington, if he could putt, uh-huh, he would have won like 5 more tournaments in the last 2 years. Charlie Hoffman, 9 under. Matt Kuchar, maybe the best player, I think, in the world in the last year or so. He's not ranked number one, but he's damn close. I want to say he's 2 or 3. He's 9 under par. Timmy Clark from England is 9 under par. And guess what? Fred Jakobsen shot even par yesterday. You can't shoot even par on this course and stay close. But he's only 3 back. So if he has a big round today, he might be able to get into it. But that's the Travelers Championship. It's going to be on later today. If you're sitting around and just don't want to go outside, and you got the kids out of the house, you've done all your chores, you've been to the store, you don't want to go to the movies.
You've made your trip to Bed Bath & Beyond.
And you're a golfer, you might want to see at least some of this. But tonight, if you live in New York, or you live in New Jersey, or for that matter, if you live anywhere in the world where you have satellite TV, and you're a baseball fan, you got to watch the Mets and the Yankees tonight.
Yeah.
The Mets and the Yankees play each other tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN, and I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the great games of the year. Because you've got CC Sabathia, all 6'7", 300 pounds of him, up against a pretty good-sized R.A. Dickey. Now, R.A. Dickey, you know, for those of you that don't know out there, is the story of Major League Baseball this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, R.A. Dickey, in my opinion, is probably going to win the Cy Young Award this year. I don't see anybody figuring out that 82, 83-mile-an-hour knuckleball that he throws. He also throws at 78. He also throws at 72. He throws slider. He throws fastball. He's been clocked 90 this year with his fastball. By the way, if you're looking at knuckleballs for a minute or two, and then somebody throws a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, you want to just go home because you're not going to hit it. And he's thrown 2 straight one-hitters.
Which is ridiculous.
Without a walk and with 12 and 14 strikeouts. And I'm telling you right now, this guy is, he's my favorite baseball pitcher right now. He is.
It's hard not to like
I love Matt Cain.
It's a great story.
You know, Kaner threw a perfect game a week ago. Mm-hmm. Kaner's pitching today, okay? And, I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's always fun when all these guys are out there. And we're going to go over all the games. I'm going to give you our picks. Roy's going to give you his pick. I've had a great week, by the way. I started out hot as a firecracker, ended up kind of coming back to reality for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Now I'm on fire again. You know, I was 2 for 2 yesterday, 3 for 3 the day before. You got to go to BruceAllSports.com. You got to read my stuff to know that, to know what's going on. But like I said, we'll talk about baseball real soon. Roy, what else? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What else do you think is going to, you know, we're not coming back to the NBA. What is the one team out there besides Oklahoma City and Miami you think has a shot to be in the finals next year?
I think there's one team in the West, possibly two, and that would be the Spurs. And this is their last shot at it, really. The Spurs. And then I wouldn't put it past the LA Clippers. The LA Clippers are young.
They're young and growing, too.
They got to make a couple moves out there. And then everyone talks about the Lakers, but I think the Lakers are done.
No, I hear you. Listening, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Give me one last chance, and I'm gonna make you sing. Give me half a chance to ride on the waves that you bring. What's your frequency? Can at the shop and some drain.
WFAS.
You damn Skippy, we're back.
Here on the other side, Bruce, you wanted to get into some little bit of College World Series.
Yeah, we were talking about that. South Carolina, I fell asleep the other night when they were losing 2-0 to Arkansas, and they came back evidently and won it, and that won their bracket for them, and evidently they're starting out. Arizona went undefeated on their side of the bracket. So now they play 2 out of 3. Best 2 out of 3.
And that starts tonight at 8 o'clock.
And you know what? I will tape that and probably have a bunch of kids at the house watching that. As a matter of fact, I was thinking it was double elimination, but I forgot that once they win the bracket, it starts over. It's 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, South Carolina's won 2 national championships in a row.
And they're the defending...
defending champs.
Champs right now.
Yeah, they
With
are.
With only 2 starters back? Is that
they
what
had
I was
three
reading?
3 starters back. But it doesn't matter. The kids they had that didn't start could start for the number 3 teams in the country. Tanner does a great job at South Carolina. If you've never been to Columbia and seen a baseball game, it's packed every game. It's like going to a big minor league park. It's bigger than most minor league parks. Maybe not AAA parks, but, I mean, I'm guessing that stadium holds 10,000 people. It must. Just a great place. It's a great school to go to. If you live on the East Coast, if you're anywhere from Maine to Florida, and you want to go to a college where there's great social life, you know, good academics, a lot of fun. I have two of my favorite schools in the world are East Carolina University and Greenville, North Carolina, because it is a great school to be at, period.
It's a lot. I know a lot
especially
of people.
Especially if you're a male, okay?
I know a lot of people who have a lot of fun there, especially on Halloween.
And the other is South Carolina. And you'd be surprised how many people from the D.C. area go to South Carolina.
Yeah, I know a couple people.
A lot of people. It's a little more expensive out of state if you're paying full tuition. One of our kids at Madison High School, Andy McGuire, verbaled last year as a sophomore to Texas, but he almost verbaled to South Carolina, and I really wanted him to go to South Carolina because I'm not going to go to Austin to see him play, but I will drive to Columbia to see him play. And, I've been there several times. I've been there on my way from Charleston to Augusta during the Masters when my high school team was playing in a tournament. I mean, it's really – Rodney Dangerfield somewhere. But anyway, make a long story short, 2 great teams. Now, listen, Arizona kind of came out of nowhere. Arizona State has been the best team in that conference for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Leake came out of Arizona State. Several really good pros have come out of Arizona. Reggie Jackson went to Arizona State. But what's happened recently with Arizona State is that, you know, they just – Arizona all of a sudden this year, they just had a great year. And the West, Cal State, Irvine isn't in it this year. University of California was okay, but they weren't that strong. University of Washington was okay, not that strong. Oregon, pretty good, not that strong. UCLA was the stud.
Yeah.
Got knocked off in 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So, you know, the West was a little weaker this year. East of the Mississippi, I'm telling you, that's where the best ball's played. Sorry, Texas. Sorry, Oklahoma. Sorry, Nebraska. You know, sorry, you know, all the schools in Utah, all the schools in Arizona, all the schools in California. California people will tell you, hey, we got great ball here. Yeah, you do, but it's called high school ball. And that's where some of the best high school ball in the nation is, because there's so many kids. Yeah. And the weather is so, you know, if you're south of between midway between San Francisco and L.A., it's 75, 80 degrees all year long. I mean, it's just the weather's beautiful. Florida is the same way. Some of the best baseball players in the country are from Florida.
Yeah.
Because they play 12 months out of the year, even when they're in a little league. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're starting to talk about baseball a little bit. I right now am picking South Carolina to win their third NCAA championship in a row, Division I. And congratulations, by the way, to I'm trying to think. It was, I want to say it was Westchester or somebody up in it was a Division III school that ended up winning it this year in Division III. They did a great job. It was their second year in a row they won it, and that was great. But anyway, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball now. And listen, I'm going to go over some of the games yesterday now, and it's just going to put me in the frame of mind I need to be in. Like I said, the Yankees and the Mets, they're the teams to watch tonight. That is, in my opinion, the two. You know, can't you see CC Sabathia winning 20 games this year? He's 9-3 right now. If he wins tonight before the halfway point, well before the halfway point, he's won 10 games. All right, Dickey's 11-1. He's going to win 20 games unless something happens to him, unless his knuckleball straightens out. I don't see that happening.
I mean, he's got a 2.0 ERA, three complete games, two shutouts.
This could be the best year he's ever had, ever, even looking to the future. But here's what, you know, they have an option to pick up R.A. Dickey's salary for next year. You know what it is? $5 million. What a steal. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I think the Mets will do. I think they're going to go to him in the offseason, and they're going to say, look, we're going to pick up your option. Why don't we redo your deal? Let's give you the option year, plus let's sign for 3 more years at $10 million a year. You got to do that. If he's got a good agent, they may even hold out for a little bit more. Because if he becomes a free agent at the age of 38, after his option year, who wouldn't want him? I'd want him at the Nats.
Yeah.
If I'm Rizzo, I want him as my number 3 for the Washington Nationals. They'll win a World Series with a guy like that.
Yeah.
And he's, you know,
I mean, he's solid.
38 throwing a knuckleball is like 25 throwing a fastball.
He's very solid. He's 13. He leads the league in quality starts with 13. Leads the league in ERA with a 2.0. Leads the league in complete games with 3. Does he lead the league in shutouts? Yes, yep. With 2.
He's got more strikeouts than innings too. I mean, the guy's not just making him hit it.
No, he doesn't lead the league in shutouts.
It doesn't matter.
But he's in second.
Yeah, he's thrown 2 in a row. But anyway, yesterday the Yankees came from a 3-0 deficit in the 7th inning, and they got all 4 of their runs to beat the Mets yesterday. The night before, the Mets beat the Yankees 6-4, and they got all the runs they needed in the first inning off of Andy Pettitte. Now, that was maybe the second worst game Pettitte has thrown since he's come back. But then he settled down and did a pretty good job. In yesterday's game, a guy by the name of Raul Ibanez, who has played everywhere and is 40 years old and is still a really good left-handed stick, he tied the game 4-4 with a 3-run bomb in the 7th off Chris, I call him the Tick. That's my wife actually calls him the Tick, Young. And then moments later, Eric Chavez, who the Yankees got as a free agent from the Oakland A's, he put him up for good with a home run off John Roush. Now, John Roush, if you don't know it, is 6'11", a pretty decent relief pitcher, pitched for the Nats, pitched in Minnesota, and now he's pitching for the Mets. He's 6'11", but he has the arms of a 6'1" guy. He almost looks like a T-Rex. His arms are so short. I'm just kidding. He doesn't look that bad. But he looks kind of goofy. Kind of like the Tick. If you put his arms on the Tick, it would be really a funny-looking dude. Anyway, the Yankees extended their American League East lead over the Orioles yesterday to 2.5 games because the Orioles got beat. Ha, ha. The Mets host the Yankees tonight at 8 o'clock. We talked about that on ESPN, and their record is 42-28. R.A. Dickey is going for his third consecutive one-hitter against CC. You got to watch the game. It's going to be awesome. The Mets currently are just 3.5 games back of the Washington Nationals.
Now, one thing that we
were... For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. And Bruce, things are starting...
It's hard for me to say too sometimes.
Things are starting to shape out the way that a lot of people thought they were going to in the AL East, with the Yankees on top. Baltimore still there.
Yeah, but you know what? They're doing it with mirrors.
And Tampa Bay starting to slide a little bit.
I think they're done.
And there's a little man... I shouldn't say a little man because he's not a little man, but a young man named Will Middlebrooks in Boston who might have the Red Sox climbing the ladder here. Do you see the Red Sox making a move?
I think anything can happen in the American League East except for the Yankees. I think the Yankees win by 10 games. And I think Baltimore slides, Tampa Bay slides, and I think Toronto moves up. I think Toronto, because you got to remember one thing. They got a home run hitter in Toronto that just turns games around. And he's now warming up. Mm-hmm. Bautista, he's amazing with the bat. He's got such great bat speed. And they've got some good pitching. They got Ricky Romero up there. They got Brandon Morrow up there. They got a lot of good players. The AL East is definitely one of the top two leagues in Major League Baseball. The other is the National League East. Yeah. The National League East, I mean, if it wasn't for Miami choking like dogs right now, they'd have everybody right around 500 or better. Right now, you know, in the American League East, like I said, I don't see anything coming between the Yankees. The Yankees would have to have CeCe go down. They'd have to have a starting pitcher go down.
Better be careful. You get knock on wood or something there.
I'm not going to knock on wood.
They'd have to have CeCe go down tonight. Boom.
CeCe will be fine. Hey, listen, anytime you're moving 300 pounds around, And I don't buy this 290 crap. He's got the largest uniform jersey I've ever seen a human being wear. It's a short sleeve jersey, and it comes down to his wrist. Now, that's got to be like an 80, because he's a 60 for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's at least a 60. Wouldn't you say he's a 60? I would.
I mean, he's a big
so
boy.
He's wearing a 70 jersey. Who makes a 70 jersey? The N on it is the size of a small child. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to stand-up comedy. I'm with Roy G.
Speaking of stand-up comedy, I saw Aziz Ansel the other day in Baltimore.
But if I knew who that was, that would actually mean something to me.
Very funny man.
But hey, yeah, I'm sure he is. Hey, listen, let's talk about baseball again.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Reds yesterday, Johnny Cueto, he'll make the All-Star team for probably his third year in a row. They shut out the piece of crap Minnesota Twins on three hits. They won 6-0. Johnny Cueto will make the All-Star team for sure. As I've said, his ERA for the month, 1.47. His season ERA, 2.21. His record is 9-3. He is the reason the Cincinnati Reds are in first place in the Central. Colorado Rockies suck too. They beat the American League West leading Texas Rangers 11-7 yesterday behind 16 hits. Their last three batters in the order combined for 7 hits and 5 RBIs. So now maybe Dexter Fowler won't bitch so much about hitting out of the 8 or 9 slot.
And they weren't even in Colorado.
Well, you know, I mean, normally I would have him hit. Well, yeah, but that's a bandbox. Texas, the ball flies out of there. It's probably 100 degrees out there. Ranger outfield Nelly Cruz had two home runs in the loss. Now, the American League cellar dweller right now is not Toronto. It's Boston, but they're real close. But they managed to stay three games above 500 with a 7-1 victory over the Miami Marlins. The Jays scored six runs in the top of the ninth. It was a 1-1 game, and they put away the Marlins. Cody Rasmus went 2-for-5, hit his 13th bomb of the year, and had four RBIs to lead Toronto. The Marlins lost their sixth game in a row, and their ninth in their last 10 games. It looks like Ozzie may be one and done there because, A, they don't like him, and, B, yeah, all he talks about is he goes to the bar, has 10 drinks, takes a sleeping pill, and goes to sleep. I think this is going to end very terribly for Ozzie.
And it seemed
I just hope it doesn't end like Chris Farley.
It seemed like the perfect fit in the beginning, and then his mouth just got him in trouble.
His mouth gets him in trouble everywhere. The problem when you are around people that speak your language is you don't get as much slack as you do with people that don't speak your language.
It was poor translation. Well, we all speak Spanish here, Ozzie.
Yeah, Ozzie,
so
we understand
exactly what you said.
You said you loved Castro. He's a good dude. Matt Holliday continued with his hot bat yesterday. St. Louis beat up the Royals 8-2. If he can get some votes real quickly in the All-Star voting, since he was on the DL for a while, he might actually make the starting lineup. He went 4-for-5, scored two runs, had a couple of RBIs to pace the Cardinals. Adam Wainwright, who started out real slow this year and spent a little bit of time on the DL, he's now 6-7 after getting the win. He's starting to look more and more like the guy that almost beat Tim Lincecum out 2 years ago for the Cy Young Award. Yeah. My favorite team right now, besides the Giants and the Nats, obviously, Pittsburgh Pirates continue to roll.
Yeah.
They beat the Tigers at home 4-1. Now, Brad Lincoln, who's their number three or four guy, he threw six innings, two hits, seven strikeouts, and his relief pitching allowed only one hit the rest of the way. The National League All-Star Andrew McCutchen hit a three-run bomb in the bottom of the fourth to get the Pirates all the runs they needed. You know what their record is now? 38-32.
Not bad.
This is pretty late in the season for the Pirates to be six games over 500. The Pirates are in second place in the Central race. They're a game back. They're only a game back of the Reds. And I think Pittsburgh definitely has a lot better pitching than the Reds.
They got some young fighters on that team, too.
Let me tell you, they can play.
And that city's hungry for a baseball
game. Have you ever been to a game there?
I have.
That is one of the nicest stadiums in Major League Baseball, and it's not even close. I would rank them top three.
I do love PNC.
And you know what's cool? You stay across the river, you walk across the bridge, and there's all those stores and restaurants and shops. There, you know, Pittsburgh economically has had some rough times in the last 10, 15, 20 years with a lot of the industry shutting down. But Pittsburgh people, on the whole, are great people.
Yeah. They're
blue
they're
collar.
Great, yeah.
They're blue collar. And
they're great sports.
And they're friendly. Pittsburgh isn't Boston, okay? It's not Philly. You don't go up there and have to, like, you know, be a brown belt in karate to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, I wasn't scared to go in the bathroom because I don't mind hitting lots of people at the same time. But most people probably have to go in corners of the stadium when they're in Philly to go to the bathroom. I don't know why I said that, but I meant it. Future Hall of Famer Jim Thome led off the bottom of the ninth inning with a walk-off home run off relief pitcher Octavio Dotel to give the struggling Phillies a 7-6 win last night. It was Tommy's fifth home run in only 59 official at-bats this season.
Not bad.
Maybe need to get Jimmy some more at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
The problem in the National League, though, is he's got to play a position. And you know what? He can still play first because, you know, Ryan Howard's not in there yet.
Yep.
Jimmy Rollins and Juan Pierre combined for four runs and five RBIs, and they did most of the damage early in the game. Pierre, not usually known for his power ever, hit his first home run of the season, and Rollins hit his sixth. I wouldn't be surprised with all those voters up there for the game if Rollins doesn't get in somehow. Yeah. He's like 38 years old. Even though the Phillies closer Jonathan Papelbon sucks, and he blew a save earlier in the inning, giving up two runs in the top of the ninth, he got the win because they scored three in the bottom. Phillies remain 8.5 games back in the National League East. Phillies, take the year off. Trade Cole Hamels. Trade everybody. Hell, trade Jimmy Rollins for crying out loud. He could help somebody out. Houston Astros rookie Dallas Keuchel pitched a six-hitter for his first Major League victory as the Astros beat up the Cleveland Indians at home 8-1. Now, J.D. Martinez and Jordan Schaefer, these are guys you never hear about. They hit back-to-back bombs in the fourth inning. They gave the Astros all the runs they needed. This kid, Kuchel, was his first Major League start, gave up six hits, one run, struck out three. You know, his first time around the league, he'll be okay. Wandy Rodriguez, in my opinion, is a great pitcher out there. Recently signed a $10 or $11 million a year deal. Now, the Dodgers beat the Angels. This is big-time stuff. When the Angels get together with the Dodgers, I would be interested if I lived out there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I might even find myself driving to Anaheim, for crying out loud. But D. Gordon and Jerry Hairston Jr.
Angels of Anaheim.
By the way, these Hairston kids, how good are they? They are always doing something right. They got three of the Dodgers. Nope. Dodgers only got four hits the whole game, but they scored and drove in all three of their runs to lead L.A. to the win. Dale Capuano, who used to be with the Milwaukee Brewers, he's a strong candidate for the All-Star team this season. He's a guy that's on the bubble because you got to remember, La Russa's picking pitchers. Yeah. Now, he doesn't pick all of them, but he'll pick the last two or three, and I don't see him taking somebody else's guy. He'll put Jason Mott, his closer, on, or even, you know, somebody that, you know, like Kyle Loesch. Kyle Loesch started out like gangbusters, but he's not, but he loves Kyle. Kyle did his impersonation of him, if you remember last.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine there's going to be a handful of Cardinals on there.
There's going to be five of them minimum. Struggling Boston Red Sox scored five runs in the first three innings to get all the runs they needed to beat the Braves yesterday. Man, the Braves are reeling a little bit. Dustin Pedroia and your boy, Will Middlebrooks, both had identical line scores. They went 3-for-4. They scored a run and drove in two runs.
And Beachy is going to have Tommy John surgery. That's a big blow
for
the Braves.
Did that just happen?
Yeah.
Because you know what? I heard about his MRI, but I never got any information. If Beachy is out, that means another Cardinal will make the All-Star team. The White Sox outscored the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday 8-6 behind a kid named Dion Vichado, who homered and drove in four runs as the White Sox stayed a half a game back. Everybody sit down. Cleveland Indians are in first place in that division.
I don't know if that lasts.
Jesse Crane got the win in relief. The Giants, this is my Giants now, their 22-year-old stud, Madison Bumgarner, he struggled for six innings. He gave up 11 hits, but he scattered four runs, and the Giants scored nine runs early behind home runs by Buster Posey and Brandon Belt, and they held on and only gave up four runs in the ninth inning. That's what they call torture in San Francisco, to defeat the Bay Area rival Oakland A's 9-8. Posey scored three runs, and Belt drove in three as the Giants made the most out of their just eight hits. Oakland had 15 hits in the loss. I can feel your pain. That's the way my team is. San Francisco remains just three games back of the Dodgers in the NL West standings. And I don't see the Dodgers staying there.
Yeah, especially
And you know
with
who's
Kemper.
Starting to get hot? Arizona.
Yeah.
And they're getting guys back.
And they were
back.
Hot last year. And San Francisco throws your boy Kane today at 4:05.
You know, we talked about that too. You know, Matt Kane, his career record, he's like three games over 500. Yeah. And the guy could end up in the Hall of Fame one day.
Almost 1,200 strikeouts.
But his ERA is like right around three, which is incredible. In the Battle of the Beltways, and we're speaking from home here, the Nationals pulled even in the series with the Orioles with a 3-1 victory. Adam LaRoche hit a bomb, scored two runs. That's about all they did. Edwin Jackson has looked really good lately.
Yes.
He only gave up one run in 6 1/3, and the relief staff held the Orioles scoreless the rest of the way. Nats are 3.5 games in front of the Mets. San Diego, Seattle, King Felix looked like his old self. He's thrown two good games in a row, scattered six hits in seven innings, struck out 10 Padres. Of course, it is the Padres.
Yeah.
En route to a 5-1 Mariner victory.
Both pitchers thrown today have horrendous records. Seattle's throwing a guy 2-8. San Diego's throwing a guy 3-7. So that'll be a good game to watch.
Hey, listen, unfortunately for both of these teams, Seattle's 13.5 games back. And guess what? San Diego's 18 games back in the West.
Must watch TV.
Paul Goldschmidt of Arizona was a single short of the cycle last night. They won 10-5 over the Cubs. D-back starter Ian Kennedy finally, he got hit pretty hard, but he didn't even finish five innings. But the bullpen did the job the rest of the way. And last but not least, The Rockland Boulders, unfortunately, have lost five of their last six games. But listen, it's run around the bases day for the kids. Get out there at 2 to 2 o'clock.
Finishing up the homestand, right?
Yeah, they're done. They're going on the road tomorrow. Take advantage of this great weather and go see the Boulders play some ball and eat some really good food. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Here at AM 1230 WFAS.
It's hard
Bruce
to believe
Hall's
that guy
opinion.
Made money selling that song.
Isn't it ridiculous? I mean, well,
Flower Child, baby, 1967.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in San Francisco who can relate with wearing flowers in your hair and skipping around.
Well, you do all kinds of wild stuff when you're doing like three hits of LSD 25. And that's what people in San Francisco did for 10 years. And not that I've ever done, and I've never done any of that stuff. I mean, at least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with my best buddy, Roy G. Roy Edwards over here. I'm excited. God, I love baseball season.
Yeah. It's
the
hard
only
not
thing
to.
I don't love is the loss of sleep I incur. Hey, let me open up another one of these Starbucks cold drinks.
Yesterday, I went without any Starbucks, any coffee in general.
You slept 20 hours, I heard.
I slept pretty much all day.
I'm guessing you needed to sleep.
It didn't help that I went to... for lunch, we had barbecue chicken.
Listen
which
to this.
Puts you to
I wonder
sleep.
What this sound is.
That's a...
Correct. Mocha. Thank you very much.
For lunch, we had barbecue chicken, which puts me to bed. Then took a nap, got up, and went and ate more barbecue chicken and burgers.
It's all the sugar you put in your barbecue
just
sauce.
Sleeping.
Hey, it's all the molasses. Anyway, hey, we're going to go over something here. I do this every year. Now, listen, I'm not bragging, but I sent one of the people last year who was deeply involved with picking the National League All-Star team my list all the time. And so I created another list for Tony La Russa. Because Boach liked my list, and to be honest with you, I don't think anybody was on that team that I didn't put on my list. So, Tony, if you're listening, or if you're from St. Louis and you're listening online, people, or if you're in New York and you know Tony, or if you're like, you know, one of Tony's 10 girlfriends everywhere, no, he's probably married and happily, but I don't know, but he's a major league manager. There's no telling. He looks pretty good for an old guy.
Well, he was a major league manager. He's probably
settled
down.
Yeah, but he's managing the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the All-Star game, I want to say it's the 8th. You look that up. Let's send people to Kansas City. Brand new ballpark in Kansas City. And they got the All-Star game. It's the American League time. Only the thing of it is that the National League won again last year because I helped pick this phenomenal team that the National League won with. And you know who got the win? Tyler Clippard, thank you very much.
That's the second National League.
Tyler Clippard, yes.
Caps got
it the year before, and then he ended up in Pittsburgh. He ended up somewhere else.
Minnesota.
He ended up in Minnesota with John Roush. How the hell did all of our closers go to Minnesota, and why are they so
bad
now?
That's why they're so terrible.
Yeah, but now they're gone. But now they're both gone. I think Caps is gone, too.
Roush, I want to say he's in Toronto now.
No, Roush is... I just saw Roush pitch. He might even be in Pittsburgh. Look him up. Anyway, here's my picks. You ready, people? Write this down. Get your computer out.
The Mets.
Yeah, the Mets. That's why I knew it was. Gio Gonzalez, Washington Nationals, Steven Strasburg will both make the team. There won't be a position player on the Nats. Even though you might like to see Bryce Harper, he's not going to make the team. Because they can only have 32 members on the team. Now, I'm putting these guys, as the 32 best players. That doesn't mean that somebody who's not a best player won't make the team. Why? Because they're voted on. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
Probably a Philly. You know what I mean? Jimmy Rollins or... Hey, Ryan Howard, I think, was leading in the vote getting, and he hasn't even played this year. Yeah. So somebody please just blow up the machine. The Mets, as we already talked about, R.A. Dickey makes the team, probably wins the Cy Young Award, and David Wright from Chesapeake, Virginia will both be on the team. That's all. Atlanta, Dan Ugla will definitely make the team. Let me tell you what Dan Ugla has managed to do. You rotisserie league, fantasy league players out there, he used to punch out almost 200 times a year, and he never walked because he swung for the fences all the time. You know what he does now? Since he's been in Atlanta now for 3 years, I'm pretty sure, and Chipper Jones has been there the whole time, and Terry Pendleton, the hitting coach, was there most of the time, he's learned how to hit. He walks a lot more, and he doesn't punch out as much. His on-base average is much higher. Dan Ugla will make it. Brandon Beachy, Roy tells me, is on the DL, and he's gone for the year. What did he get? Tommy John, baby.
TJ.
TJ surgery. He's done. That means Craig Kimbrell will make the team for sure, their closer. The guy that made the team last year for Atlanta, Johnny Venter's no chance. His ERA is over 4. I predict Johnny Venter has TJ surgery before the end of the year. Philadelphia, Hunter Pence, who's a freaking monster and is a great player. And the effeminate, not that there's anything wrong with that, Cole Hamels, both make the team for Philly. Cole, buy a nice dress for the party. Miami, Giancarlo Stanton. Why isn't he Michael Stanton? I like Michael better. Giancarlo Stanton will make the team. Nobody else from Miami will make it. And Ozzie, don't wait for a phone call. You're not going to get one. Cincinnati has 3 members, in my opinion. Johnny Cueto, who we talked about earlier today. Joey Votto, who, in my opinion, could be MVP of the league this year. He's phenomenal. You know what his OBA is? 480 in the National League. You know, that's unbelievable. And Brandon Phillips is one of those guys that gets a lot of votes, and he's been on the All-Star team several times. He's probably going to make it. Pittsburgh, yes, the Pirates. McDonald makes it. He's having a great year pitching. Joel Hanrahan made it last year. Yeah. Is their closer. Used to be a National.
Yeah.
And Andrew McCutchen is a freaking monster.
He's going, no doubt about it.
Those 3 guys make the team, nobody else. St. Louis, I see 5 guys right now. Matt Holliday, Javi Molina, Lance Lynn, who just came back from the DL, Jason Mott, who used to work out at the University of Tennessee with my son. He used to say he'd see him because the trainer there was a very good friend of his. And Carlos Beltran, who I was completely wrong about this year. I wouldn't have given him a penny. I just don't like the guy. But he's having a great year in St. Louis. Plus, in St. Louis, he's got all these great hitters around him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Milwaukee, Ryan the Cheater Braun. Let me repeat that.
You love
Ryan,
this guy.
Ryan, parentheses, the cheater, parentheses, Braun, B-R-A-U-N, will absolutely make the team.
Yeah. I mean, he's having a good season.
You know what I wish he'd do? I wish he would do the home run hitting contest. Because if he did the home run hitting contest, everybody could see what a cheater he is. Because his body is just huge right now. Houston, Jed Lowry, who got a lot of ink early on, and he was in and out. He has by far the best stats. This little kid, Jesus Altuve, he's a great kid too, but he's not going to make it. He's not tall enough. They don't have a uniform that small. I'm just kidding. But he's not going to make it because only one guy from Houston is going to make it. Now, let me tell you, if Tony wants a pitcher, Wandy Rodriguez makes it.
Well,
he could make it. If he doesn't want a pitcher, if he wants a hitter, Lowry makes it.
And now you're saying you have Beachy on that list.
I took him off.
So
you could put Rodriguez on there, but yeah. Houston's so bad. Before I would do that, I'd put Ryan Vogelsong on with San Francisco. Ryan Vogelsong, by the way, 13 straight games where he's given up 3 or less runs. Mm. How unbelievable. And he had a bad back. He started the season on the disabled list. I love that kid. We're going to play an interview I did with him in spring training, either right before the All-Star game, if he makes it, or right afterwards. Ryan Dempster, your lone Chicago Cub.
They are bad.
Yeah, but he's good.
Yeah.
And you know what's amazing about Ryan? Is this kid closed for them for 2 years. You remember that?
Yeah.
You know who he's like? John Smoltz. John Smoltz was one of the greatest starters. He's a Hall of Famer as soon as he's allowed to go in. Johnny Smoltz closed and had 50 saves.
What's going on with Soriano in Chicago?
He's swinging a 38-ounce bat and just trying to hit every pitch over the fence.
I mean, is that guy...
He's trying to make the Hall of Fame. He's trying to get 3,000 hits, which he won't get. He's trying to get 400 home runs, which he may already have. Look up those stats, Roy. But I'm not a Soriano fan, although he had a good year here in Washington. But that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, when they let him go, I was a little surprised. But now I know why they let him go. We have kids that can play. All right, the Dodgers.
He has 353 home runs.
I was close. Well, he's trying to get 400.
274 career hitter.
He's 38, isn't he?
1,800 hits.
36. All right, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Matt Kemp will not make the team.
Kemp is supposed to be the National League home run captain or whatever, but
he's got a torn hamstring. Yeah. Andre Ethier will make the team, even though he's in a big slump. Dale Capuano is a borderline dude, but I like him. He just won yesterday. And Clayton Kershaw, automatic.
Yeah.
Always makes it. Now for my favorite team besides the Nationals, San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey will make the team. Everybody loves Buster, and he's solid.
And he's come back solidly after that injury.
Melky Cabrera has like 110 hits already. He's hitting 363. He'll make the team. And Mr. Perfect Game, Matt Cain, makes the team. Ryan Vogelsong, bubble. Yeah. He'll either make it or he'll just barely miss. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Hey, I just want to say hey to Eddie over at Augie's Italian Family Restaurant. Eddie, I'd give anything to be there and come in and get some lasagna. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Do it, ball, babe. One, two, a day. Come on now, darling. Don't even make me late. Not find me. Baby, don't you wanna go? That's what I'm talking about.
Here on AM 1230 WFAS, it's a party. And when it comes to party, we will party hard.
All right, so we got done with the next week we're going to do the American League All-Star Team. So don't think, Yankee fans, don't think I forgot about you. That's next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. That's from Matt.
Who do you have starting?
Matt's a Batman freak. He's wearing a Batman t-shirt. He wears it like 365 days out of the year. He has like 20 of them.
I have multiple.
I think he's got five of
them.
He's got five of them. All right, listen, we got to get into
this.
Roy, we got to get into this real quick because these people always want to know our picks. So we're going to give them to them. All right, is everybody ready? First and foremost, let me put my glasses on.
Haley has Robin.
All right, here we go. First game today, Tampa Bay is at Philly. Two great left-handed pitchers. David Price is on the mound for Tampa Bay. I'd love for them to win against Mrs. Cole Hamels. Cole's 10-3 this year. Price is 9-4. Price has a 3.08 ERA in the American League. That means that's the equivalent of about a 2.8 in the National. Hamels, 3.25. Both of them have winning records. I'm going to pass on this game.
You know why
I'm not going to touch it? Because this game could be 3-2, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2.
Anybody but David Price pitching,
Philly's got the edge, but this is a pick game. It's -110. Toronto is at the Miami Marlins. Burley, who's making a ton of money down there, is only 5-8, 6-8 the team is when he pitches. But his ERA is 3.82. It's not terrible. His last three starts, however, 5.0 ERA. Chavez pitching for Toronto. You know what? If you're going to take Miami, today's a good day, too. Because you're not going to get Burley -130 very often at home.
Yeah.
You know, I would take Burley, but I'm not taking him personally.
Yeah, Miami has a losing record at home.
You know what? Yeah, but they have a losing record, period.
True.
Minnesota's at Cincinnati. Diamond, a lefty. Mikey Leake. You know, as long as Mikey's not forgetting to pay for T-shirts at Macy's, he's okay.
Mike, I like Cincinnati there.
Yeah, Mike Leake's minus 160, and they play very well at home.
21-14 at home.
Here's a problem, though. Mike's 2-5 this year.
Yeah.
Guess what? Diamond is the best pitcher on Minnesota's staff.
That's not saying much, though.
No, but they're 6-3, and they play okay on the road. They're actually pretty good on the road. I'm going to pass on the game. This could go either way.
Yeah.
Look for it to go over the number because Cincinnati's going to knock the crap out of the ball. Mike Leake, by the way, was the fourth player drafted 2 years ago by Cincinnati out of Arizona State. Mm-hmm. Bochy told me that if he hadn't have been drafted as a pitcher, he'd have gone in the first round as a shortstop. He's a lifetime 300 hitter. So you got that going for you. Plus, Minnesota, they don't even hit pitchers. Washington, this is the game I'm playing. Washington's at Baltimore. It's the rubber game in the Beltway Series.
Yeah.
Detweiler, Russ, who just came back on the starting rotation for the Nationals, goes against Jake Arrieta, who's been up and down and up and down and up and down. Detweiler, 3.34 ERA.
Give me Washington all day in this.
Arrieta, 5.83. Detweiler is a stud.
Yeah.
Arrieta's not. However, until that relief stint he did the other night, Detweiler, he was struggling, remember? Mm-hmm. But I like him now. Take Washington. That's a joke. That's a pick, by the way. The Washington's plus 100. They're even.
Yep.
You'd have to give up 10 or 20 bucks to bet Baltimore.
Yeah, I have plus 115 here.
Minor. Okay, here's Atlanta. The next game's Atlanta at Boston. I don't like this game at all. First of all, Cook, the right-hander on Boston, who used to pitch in Colorado, this year his ERA is 20.25. He's only 0-1, which means he probably gave up like 6 runs in 2 innings. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. Atlanta isn't playing that well right now. Here's a tough game, and I'm going to tell you, I went just the opposite of a lot of people in this game. Verlander is at Korea. Detroit, Pittsburgh. Detroit's minus 180 on the road. Pittsburgh is on fire at home. I'm taking Pittsburgh in the upset. I took them. You know why? Because they're plus 160.
Yeah.
I just took them. Same reason I took Miami Heat, because they were plus 150.
Yeah.
It was just a good hedge. I've got a good team on a roll. If you look at that game and you see Pittsburgh beating the crap out of Justin Verlander today, just go, hey, Bruce really knows what he's talking about. If you see him losing, go, Bruce is really an idiot. Cleveland's at Houston. Derek Loeb, who actually was having a pretty good year until recently, is at J.A. Happ. Both guys, last 3 starts, giving up a run an inning. Pass. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a good
game. You know, there's nothing worse than betting on one bad guy, mm-hmm. let alone two. Milwaukee sucks. I repeat, they suck. They're at Chicago. Chicago's minus 145. Quintana, a lefty against Milwaukee. 2-1 with a 1.53 ERA. If you're going to play this one, take the White Sox. They're at home. It's minus 145. Take them. I love them. St. Louis is at Kansas City. Lynn, fresh off the DL, 10-3. He wins his 11th game.
Yeah.
If St. Louis is hitting the ball, too. Matt Holliday can carry a team.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in Colorado, remember?
Yep.
I love St. Louis here.
I got St. Louis there, too.
Yeah, and you know what? Kansas City lost its first 9 games at home this year. It's not like playing at home is a great thing for them. Take St. Louis.
No, they're 11-22 at home.
Yeah, the Dodgers against the L.A. Angels. This is a big game. Dodgers probably won't win this game. Richards is minus 160. He's 2-0. He's only given up 1 earned run in 2 games. His last 2 games, 0.90 ERA. Take the Angels. The Dodgers won yesterday. They're not going to beat the Angels twice in Anaheim. Here's a game that I'm a little scared of because McCarthy's a really good pitcher. Brandon McCarthy, 6-3, 2.54 ERA for the Oakland A's, is at home against Matt Cain, who's 9-2, 2.34, just coming off a really, really, really good outing. They're both 3-0 their last 3 games. I'm passing on the game. That's right, people, I'm passing. It's a 4 o'clock start.
Yeah.
And the problem with that,
I have Griffin starting for Oakland.
No, well, see, I've got McCarthy. Well, you know what?
Either way.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, McCarthy is going to not, San Francisco is not going to put up big numbers on a righty like McCarthy. Seattle is at San Diego. Pass. Noeski or Nosey is at Volquez. I don't like either of those guys at all. Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. who's been struggling, is at Philly. Now, this must be the night They have a day-night doubleheader today. Mm-hmm. Cliff Lee is supposed to start the second game.
Yeah.
I would take Cliff, I'm going to pass on the game. I just don't like Philly right now. Do you?
Nah.
I don't either. And, you know, it's not like Tampa Bay doesn't need the win.
I don't like really either of those teams. Tampa Bay and Philadelphia, they're too up and down for me right now to really be gung-ho about, even with Cliff Lee on the mound. Because Cliff Lee, he's not getting support. Is he really 0-3? Is that really his
record? He's 0-3 this season with a 3.48 ERA. They're not scoring runs for him. You know, and when he starts, they're 3-8. At least when Cobb starts, the right-hander, they're 3-3. I would pass on this game. Here's a pretty good game. White from Colorado, University of North Carolina kid I saw pitch 2 years ago in the College World Series against Harrison. Obviously, Harrison's the favorite. Minus 245. People, that means you have to bet 245 in Vegas or wherever to win $100. Pass. That's a big pass because Texas is going to win this game. Mm-hmm. But do I really want to take a chance on 245? Probably not. And here's the game, people. CeCe Sabathia against R.A. Dickey. Let's talk about this game. This is really pretty cool.
Basically a pick.
Sabathia has a 3.55 ERA. That's an American League pitcher. That's the equivalent of a 3 ERA in the National League. Dickey, he's 11-1. The team's 12-2 when he pitches. His ERA is exactly 2 runs a game. Now listen to this. His last 3 games in 25 innings, Dickey's ERA is 0.00. I'm gonna tell you a stat in a minute you're not even going to believe. It's about somebody else. I'm taking Dickey, and I'll tell you why. How can I not take Dickey?
So you like Dickey.
So I like Dickey. That's me. I love this guy. How can I not like this guy? Dickey is gonna. I'm gonna give you the final score of this game. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Final score of this game is gonna be 4-1 New York Mets.
4-1 New York.
And you know what? Dickey is only gonna throw, in my opinion, 8 innings. They're gonna bring somebody in because he's gonna throw a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna strike out 11 or 12 guys again. And I think it's going to be just an unbelievable game. I see David Wright going yard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see, hey, who was that clown they had in right field that looked horrible last night? God, Duda. Did you see? You didn't see it. On SportsCenter, mm-hmm. This guy made one of the worst dives I've ever seen. He missed a ball by 6 feet diving for it, and it went all the way to the wall. Went all the way to the wall. Now, take Dickey. This is going to be a great game to watch. And you know what? Who is it? Raul Ibanez?
Yeah.
He's hitting .417 against Dickey with 2 home runs and 17 plate appearances. Ibanez goes 0-3 with a walk.
Okay.
God, I'm good. I'm good. I'm gonna bring another stat forward here. I'm gonna write a book. It's called The Disappearance of the Complete Game.
Yeah.
Even when we were in Little League, your dad and I, mm-hmm. everybody pitched a complete game. We pitch complete games. Nowadays in Little League, there's pitch counts. There's this. There's that. There's this. The New York Yankees, all-time complete game leader, Red Ruffing, 261 complete games. Jim Palmer, who actually is still around, and you can see him on TV with his really freaked-out bouffant hairdo, doing games for the Baltimore Orioles, 211 complete games. Between 1975 and 77, in 3 years, he had 70 complete games. That's like 24 per year. That's ridiculous. I think he won 2 Cy Young Awards then. Walter Johnson. You want to guess how many complete games the Big Train had? 531 complete games when the franchise was in Washington. That's Minnesota, by the way. Mm-hmm. Charlie Huff, a knuckleballer. 98 complete games. Nolan Ryan. How many career complete games you think that he had, Big Tex?
A couple.
222, and he struck out like 11 guys a game.
Yeah.
So he threw like 150 pitches a game. In the National League, Steve Rogers was the number one Montreal Expo, 129. Tom Seaver, 171. New York Met, big time kid. Dontrell Willis, who now is with the Baltimore Orioles in Norfolk, trying to make it back. He's Miami's all-time leader, 15. James McDonald of the Pittsburgh Pirates picked up his first complete game ever the other night.
I got the active leaders in complete games up. Roy Halladay with 66. Levon Hernandez with 50.
He's an inning eater.
And then here in New York, CC Sabathia with 34.
And you know what? Look how things have changed. They've changed so much. I'm going to give you a stat that I just heard last night. Since May the 8th, Tyler Clippard, are you ready for this?
I am.
Has given up only one hit in 22 appearances. One hit in 22 appearances.
On a sad note,
it's been a great show.
It has been a great show. And on a sad note, Jamie Moyer has been released by the Baltimore Orioles.
That's too bad. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back next week. Have a safe day.